Morning.
Good morning.
We are here. Give us a moment. You would like us to comment on the economies and what is going on with the monies of the world. We said not too long ago, a couple of years ago, that monies were going to go through a process of balancing. We didn't describe it quite like that, but that is what we was talking about, how the vast sums of energy, because money is energy. Money in the bank is like battery power in your car or gasoline in your car. It is energy. And now, those who are on the high end of your financial situations, on your finances, those who are the top rich people, whatever term you wish to use for them, have been for decades, if not millennia, storing up vast quantities of monies and locking it away. And to a certain degree, all of you should be doing that. You should be taking some of your monies, what's the term you use, put it away for a rainy day. But these people have put enough away for a deluge that lasts millennia. They are put away for far more than a rainy day. And if they have so much of it put away that they also buy things because they got to spend their money on something. Now, when money reaches that kind of a level with a small percentage, while there are others who struggle to put food on the table, while there are others who struggle to have a roof over their head or adequate medical or whatever, when that grouping becomes so large and the other grouping becomes so small, it is like electricity. It's like a thunderstorm or whatever. All of that pent up energies looking for a place to ground. Now, those in charge understand economies better than you. As Mr. Cooper said in his book, Behold a Pale Horse, the understanding of economy as a analogy of electricity, and how if you understand electronics and if you understand the translation of what is a capacitor, what is a battery, what is a resistor, what is an insulator, what is a conductor, what is a inductor, if you understand these things, then you can predict very accurately economic behavior. And so for the longest time, those in the intelligence communities particularly have known about the path that economies have taken. And so don't for a minute think that those in charge of your intelligence communities were caught off balance, off guard, or whatever, by the financial meltdown of 2 years ago. No way. They could predict it. Just as the comedian Bill Maher could predict it in the 90s. These men had much more accurate numbers. They could predict it to when it would happen, when it was possible. And there was a strong wave of potential energies moving back in the late 90s, early 2000s. It was when the middle class started getting their act together and really starting to accelerate the transfer of energies to the masses. You saw it as the 90s. The 90s were a financially beneficial time for the middle classes. You could go to school and learn a trade and expect to make a good wage doing that trade. You could, computers were becoming more and more in use, and those who wanted to market around the world were finding places and ways of marketing their goods and services around the world. Internet millionaires and billionaires were being created. Now, do you think that the majority of those who are in the financial high echelons, the rich people, we will call them rich people for want of a better term, do you think they are as computer savvy as the masses? No, not really. They may own a computer, but they don't know how to program it or something like this. Now, there are some who break that mold, or Larry Ellison and such, but majority of them, or Bill Gates, but the majority of them are quite illiterate in the technologies. And so here was a whole new economic model that was being put together at that time that had a great potential to really level the playing field, to really start to move the masses into a higher state of financial stability. Obviously, those in charge could not allow that. Obviously, the trend was not to their liking. And so they began to dismantle the regulations and the protections and all of the things that were put in place to allow the masses to become financially stable, whether it is through home ownership or owning businesses or becoming gardeners and selling their own gardening work or whatever. All of these things that were out there that were beginning to take root in the 90s were going to flourish in the next millennium and really level the playing field. There was the court case that showed how banks were in collusion to take farms from people. You know, this as the Nisara story. All of this was done in the 90s. And so along came the dismantling of your financial systems, and then the collapse of the World Trade Center, and then the removal of your basic rights. And then, of course, the wars, which were big black holes for monies. Much of this was done, from our perspective, to derail the rebalancing that was occurring. And to a certain degree, it was successful. To a certain degree, it did exactly what it was supposed to do. It collapsed the economy. It sent a lot of these middle classes back into lower class, or no jobs, or scrambling and losing their homes and such. And the strong dictatorships or totalitarian governments that were having the jobs sent to them were firmly in place and firmly in control. And so it really began to look to those in charge like they'd dodged a bullet. But the energies from the galactic center that were coming need to hit an earth that is in more balance. And if it's not, it's going to force that balance. And so now what you are seeing is an even bigger push of energies. whether it is what is going on in the Middle East or whether it is what's going on in Wisconsin. You cannot stop the rebalancing of the energies. If you try, well, look what happens in a lightning storm. Try and stop a lightning bolt. We dare you. Go stand in front of it and say, no, lightning bolt, you cannot touch the ground here. It'd be fun to watch. Not for you, but for others. And so, with that, those in charge, those in the intelligence communities, understand that changes must come, or destruction will come. They see it with their looking glass, future abilities, and whatever. They know this is a corporate-run world where underground communities start to destroy things and cause chaos. Here's a world where people begin to be nurtured and given their needs met. Needs met, needs not met. Needs met, needs not met. You cannot have a world where the large majority of people do not get their needs met. No culture has survived that kind of polarization. So, you hear on this thing about how China is attempting in a very overt and covert way to manipulate the economies to bring about the rebalancing. You hear about what's going on in India, you hear about what is going on in Iran and Iraq. You wonder, are these stories true? We have once said that all stories are true at some level. There's a lot that occurred on 9/11 that has to do with Nusara and the implementation of a rebalancing of the financial situation. And those who knew about this and know about this have contingency plans. Why would they have contingency plans? Because they know that this is an unsustainable environment. They know you cannot continue to build and build and build and build and build wealth in one place, only among a small group of people. The vehicle's been learning about electrostatic devices, particularly a thing called a Van de Graaff generator. And in the Van de Graaff generator, he discovered there is a ball on the top, a metal ball. And if you were to deliver charge outside the ball, the ball can only attain the level of charge that you could bring to it. If you could bring a charge of 10,000 volts, you could only charge the ball to 10,000 volts. But if you go inside the ball, you can deliver much more, and you can really build that charge up on the outside of the ball, far beyond the 10,000 that you could be feeding it. Well, this is much like what the elite have been doing with their monies. Out in the open, they can only charge it so much. They can only build up so much in their bank accounts. But hidden, inside, sneaking it in, they could build up so much more. But what happens to the Van de Graaff generator when it reaches a certain level of charge on the metal ball? Coronal discharge. The breakdown of the atmosphere to this charge and forcing it to ground. which usually happens in an electric spark, very similar to a lightning bolt. Very destructive. So there are those that see this accumulation of wealth for the potential damage it can do to the culture, to the people, to the planet. And they wish to discharge that energy back into the ground in a safe way. And that means lifting a lot of very, very poor people out of poverty. Now, of course, there are those who would say, oh, you can't get something for nothing. Oh, really? These things that you think others are getting for nothing are their birthright, are what they should be getting for being alive on the earth at this time. Would you charge someone for the air they breathe? Would you charge someone for the water they drink? Some of you would. These are the needs of the masses. And it is every one of you who have been charged with the duty to meet those needs for yourself and your neighbor. It will be an interesting time. Because those who would fight this kind of balancing of the energies, balancing of the wealth of the world, would have an easier time trying to stop a train. So, there you have it. This is the kind of thing that 2012 is bringing about. A balancing of the earth's energies. A balancing. 2012, you will be reaching the ecliptic of the galaxy. The balanced point, where the energies flow equally in both directions or all directions. So for those of you who are damming up the water, your finances behind these huge dams, they're about to burst. And for those of you who have been in the dry deserts, get yourself an umbrella. It's about to start raining. Maybe you might even need a boat. With that, we will depart. It has been our pleasure. Good day to both of you, all of you.